91X News.
It's minus 5 degrees and snowy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. Shoeless Joe's in Belleville will have their doors open this Christmas, but not for business as usual. Michael Fleming has more.
Shoeless Joe's will be opening its doors on December 25th from 12 to 4 p.m. for anyone who needs a place to go for Christmas. Media manager April Meeks says that anyone is welcome.
That means everyone from veterans and seniors to divorced or separated families to the homeless.
Meeks says that Shoeless Joe's has reached out to several charitable groups to spread the word to those in need. She says the idea came about as a way to give back to the community.
Everyone should be together at Christmas and not feel that they're lonely or don't have a place to go or can't afford to go anywhere.
Meeks drew attention to the fact that any staff present would be there on their own time.
Our staff don't have to come. This is completely volunteer.
She says that a traditional Christmas dinner will be provided instead of Shoeless Joe's menu items.
We're doing the turkey and ham and potatoes and vegetables and all the sections that go along with those meals.
Michael Fleming, QNET News, Belleville.
Quinney residents got a taste of winter this morning. A heavy snowfall overnight dumped more than 5 centimeters of snow, which led to vehicles in ditches, multiple car collisions, and delayed buses. According to Environment Canada, more snow is expected to come this week. According to Belleville Police Staff Sergeant Renee Auberton, 2 accidents occurred on Belleville on Moyer Street West. No injuries were reported. There was also an accident reported on the 401 eastbound at Port Hope near the service center. A 56-year-old man from Picton was arrested on Friday and charged with impaired driving. An officer with Prince Edward OPP Detachment Officer was conducting a ride program in a sobriety testing program run by police that night near Clark Road. While doing stops, the officer noticed that a driver was showing signs of alcohol consumption. The driver failed a roadside sobriety test. The driver was arrested and taken to the OPP detachment, where further testing confirmed that he had been drinking, the OPP reported yesterday. The 56-year-old was charged with impaired driving and his driver's license was suspended for 90 days. He will appear in court this January. In another ride program the same night on County Road 5, a 19-year-old also failed a sobriety test and officers who conducted a search found marijuana on him, the OPP report. The 19-year-old has been charged with impaired driving and drug possession. He will appear in court also in January. The Ontario Provincial Police started a 5-day province-wide transport truck enforcement blitz called Operation Safe Trucking on Monday. The aim is to lower the number of accidents transport trucks are involved in on OPP-patrolled roads. During the campaign, OPP officers will be targeting transport truck violations such as distracted driving, speeding, following too closely, not wearing a seatbelt, and hours of service violations. Police say that those found with mechanical load security or other safety issues will be subject to inspections and enforcement actions in collaboration with the Ministry of Transportation. While the main focus is transport drivers, police say they will be keeping an eye on all drivers of the road. A man accused of sexually assaulting an Ontario woman while she slept says he doesn't remember getting into bed that night and only later realized there was another person there with him. Sean Roy told a Barry court he was drinking heavily with a group of 4 people close to 10 hours before he went upstairs to sleep at a friend's house in the early hours of July 1st last year. Roy testified today he eventually became aware that someone else was in bed and he panicked and fled to another room. Court has heard Coyle with friends with the daughter of another resident of the home and had met Roy briefly earlier in the night. She told friends and police that she woke up to find someone trying to penetrate her and jumped out of the bed, then saw Roy and spotted her underwear and shorts on the ground. The young woman took her own life 4 months later, but the statements she made shortly after the incident are being admitted as evidence in Roy's trial. A number of Indigenous leaders say they don't see the prospect of a recreational cannabis regime as a cash cow and fear the black market will sell its sights on targeting their vulnerable communities. Isidore Day, the Ontario Regional Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, says he and Quebec Regional Chief Ghislaine Picard are leading discussions on how First Nations communities will address the impacts of pot legalization. He says he fears for Indigenous community safety because the federal government is moving so quickly with its plan to legalize pot by July next year. The Trudeau government is officially abandoning its plan to buy 18 Super Hornet fighter jets from Boeing and instead will be purchasing 18 used jets from Australia. But the government isn't saying how much they'll cost to buy and maintain. Procurement Minister Carla Quattro says the cost is expected to be lower because they are CF-18, but the price tag will be revealed later, once Canada finds a purchase agreement with Australia.
At the point where we have negotiated a cost, we will make that public, but right now we don't want to put ourselves in a weaker position in terms of our negotiations. And I guess the other point, that as I understand it, is that these planes, because we have an existing supplier chain, because we've got an established expertise, if you will, in maintaining these planes, in terms of interoperability, in terms of not having to retrain our pilots on different planes, not having to retrain our mechanics on different planes, this actually, as I understand it, will be a lot more seamless.
Government ministers also announced today the launch of a full competition to replace the country's aging CF-18s with 88 new fighters. That's QNET News on 91X to 4:07 p.m. Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice, no problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street, East Belleville, or split-second.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald with QNET Sports. In PJHL news, the Napanee Raiders go up against the Gananoque Islanders this Friday at 7:30 in the evening at the Napanee Strathcona Paper Center. The New York Islanders have snapped a five-game slide. Jaroslav Halak made 31 saves as the Islanders beat the Washington Capitals 3-1. Halak says he kept an eye on Capitals sniper Alex Ovechkin whenever he was on the ice.
Honestly, I'm not trying to really focus where we play. Obviously, we all know that they got great hockey players that can score, that can pause the puck. And, you know, every time Ovi is on the ice, you are aware of that. So you try to find him on the ice. They always look for him.
Cincinnati Reds star Joey Votto is the 2017 winner of the Lou Marsh Trophy as Canada's Athlete of the Year. The winner of the award is selected annually by a panel of sports journalists from across the country. Other finalists were Pittsburgh Penguins captain Sidney Crosby, curler Rachel Homan, and mogul skier Michael Kingsbury. The Toronto native made a great case for himself this year, starting all 162 games for Cincinnati and leading MLB in a one on-base percentage, walks, and intentional walks. Votto also became only the third player in MLB history to produce at least 179 hits, 36 homers, and 134 walks with 83 strikeouts or fewer in a single season. Toronto FC general manager Tim Bezbatchenko says he expects minimal player turnover in the offseason, but not everyone will be back because of the salary cap.
Inevitably, you will have to shed players. You will at some point have to find room, make room, be creative with your selections, and so, yeah, we're close to being maxed out.
The Miami Dolphins snapped the New England Patriots 8-game winning streak with a surprising 27-20 victory. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says they didn't play well offensively.
That was pretty bad. I mean, you can't get any worse than that. So, couldn't stay on the field and just didn't make enough plays, and just a bad night. So. We've had a lot of good nights this year, and this was a bad night.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is snowing of about 5 to 10 centimeters. Tonight, periods of snow and local blowing, and snow ending overnight with about 2 centimeters. Expect a low of minus 12 this evening. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of flurries in the morning with a mix of sun and cloud. At 4:10 p.m., it's minus 5 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald, QNET News. News will be next at 5.